The question today is, when I am down, how can I encourage myself in the Lord? Of course, you're probably thinking about David, how he did that in 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse number 6, where the Bible says, "And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God." Of course, the story behind that was that David, running from Saul, he had 400 men who had gathered with him in a cave. And the Bible says in 1 Samuel 22:2, says, "And everyone that was in distress, and everyone that was in debt, everyone that was discontented, gathered themselves unto him. And he became a captain over them, and there was with him about 400 men. That number had grew from 400 to about 600. When he left running from Saul and wound up going to the Philistine encampment, and there was with the king of Gath, and as a result, one day they were going to have to go to the Philistines were going to war with Israelites, and it seemed that David was going to have to go as well. And so as a result, he didn't know what to do exactly, because he was with the enemy, he was with the world, he was with the Philistines. And yet God intervened and caused David and his men to get to go back home to the city which was given to them by the Philistines of Ziklag. And when they got back there, the city was burned, and the children and women were all taken, all captive by the Amalekites, as we found out later. But the men were upset. And yet many of them had risked their lives for David. But now, when times got rough, they spake of stoning David. But the Bible says David encouraged himself in the Lord. And the question for today is, when I'm down, how can I encourage myself in the Lord? Well, the best thing to do would be kind of to do what David did. The word encourage means to be strengthened, to inspire with hope and confidence. Now, I don't know all it means in one sense, but in David's case, I think it means that he encouraged himself by exercising faith in his God. The Bible says in Psalm 56, verse number 3 and 4, "What time I am afraid, I will trust in Thee. In God I will praise His Word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me." That's, in other words, exercising his faith in God. And you must exercise your faith in God to be encouraged in a time when you're down. David was also encouraged by remembering the promises of God and his faithfulness in keeping them. He knew he could depend on the Lord. The Bible says in many times talks about David, where he could trust the promises of God. And we need to know the promises of God and know that God is faithful to keep his promises. He will do what he said. David was also encouraged. He encouraged himself in the Lord by the assurance of his covenant relationship to God. The Bible talks about Paul, how he said in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 12, "For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he's able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." In other words, Paul said, "I know whom I believe. I know that I'm saved." He had a covenant relationship with the Lord, and David had a covenant relationship to God, and therefore he had assurance of that, and he encouraged himself by the assurance of that covenant relationship to God. Fourthly, I think David encouraged himself by remembering the grace, the mercy, and the goodness of God. And you need to do that, too, when you get down. Remember how God's been good to you. You may not have had many places where you can really recount the goodness of God to you, and yet the sun comes up on you every day. That's God's goodness, and He's good to us every day. But sometimes you just don't know exactly, you just don't know what to look to. But you've got to remember those times of the grace and the mercy and the goodness of God in the past, and know that He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Also, he encouraged himself by remembering his former experiences with God. The Bible says in Psalm 37, verse number 25, he said, "I have been young and now old. Now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread." In other words, he knew from his former experiences that God was faithful. He'd carried him through before, and the same God would carry him through again. He also hoped against hope for deliverance. And hope is a desire for good with expectation of finding it. And David hoped against those things. And in other words, he had a desire for something good with expectation of finding it. So he hoped against hope for deliverance. And then, of course, then after that, he summoned the priest to ask counsel and guidance from God. And that's what we need to understand more than anything. The Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 7, right after he said he encouraged himself in the Lord, he said, "And David said to Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought him thither the ephod to David. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, Shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, Pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all." David was in a strait. David was down. But he summoned the priest to ask counsel and guidance of God. And you and I need to look to the Lord in times when we're down. We need to exercise faith in our Lord. We need to remember the promises of God. We need to have assurance of our relationship to God. We need to also remember the grace and mercy and the goodness of God, and remember the former experiences we've had with God. And then hope against hope. Abraham did, and Isaac was born. David did, and deliverance came because of the fact he went and pursued the Amalekites and brought back all just like God said. And so the main thing was he summoned the priest to ask counsel and guidance for God. And you know, that's what we need to do. We need to look to the Lord for leadership and guidance in everything that's said or done more than anything. Many times we turn to the ways of the world and the things of the world instead of looking to the Lord for deliverance in those times. If we just go to the Lord and find out. Now, even in sickness, sometimes we get down and we look to the doctors and nurses and hospitals and whatnot. And there's nothing wrong with that in a sense, but we ought to go to God first. God does use the hospitals and nurses and whatnot, but you realize something, He's the God, the great physician. He's the one who delivers, and therefore we ought to look to Him. So therefore the question today is, when I'm down, how can I encourage myself in the Lord? And we, in other words, we'll see, we look to what David did when he encouraged himself in the Lord, and that'll help us. Paul's also another example. He did basically the same thing. He had to encourage himself, even though the phrase is not used of Paul like it was of David, that he encouraged himself in the Lord. But we look at the long list of what he suffered in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And here in verse number 23, he begins to list these things. He said, "In stripes above measure, in prisons more oft and more frequent, in death oft, deaths oft. Of the Jews five times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods, once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck, a night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeyings often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils of by mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness, besides those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches." In other words, he listed all those things that he suffered, those afflictions and problems. Don't you know that he was down in many, many times when those things come his way? And that's a long list. And he was alone. He had to encourage himself in the Lord. And yet, Paul spoke in Philippians chapter 4, verse number 11, "Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content." Paul said, "I'm content wherever I'm at," because he knew that God sent things his way or allowed them to come his way. And it was for God's glories. Therefore, he was, even though he was no doubt down many times, he no doubt encouraged himself in the Lord. How could he do that? He did it, in other words, by the same way he told the saints at Rome. In Romans chapter 8, verse number 28, he said, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose." In other words, Paul could say that because he knew that many times he was even left for dead at Lystra that time. And so therefore he knew that all things may not have been good within themselves, but he knew that they worked together for good, and he looked for the day that they worked together for good. Even if it's not in this life, he knew that it was in the next life that it would come to pass. And so he told the saints, all things work together. Be content, in essence, with such things as you have. He told the Philippian saints. And then in Romans 8:31, he also said, "What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? And what can? It's hard to get a man down like that, even though no doubt in his own self he got down many times. And yet he said, if God be for us, who can be against us? Romans 8:33, he said, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. So therefore, we see that he went through many things, but yet he encouraged himself in the Lord. And in other words, in 2 Corinthians chapter number 4, we find some of Paul's trouble that he got to and this condition he is in. He said, we're troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We're perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. How could he say those things? He was down, sure he was, but he encouraged himself in the Lord. And that's what we're going to have to do, is encourage ourselves in the Lord. And he understood what he was saying, for he wrote Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 16 and 17, as he wrote young Timothy, and he said these things in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16 and 17. Let me look there in the Bible. He said, at the first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid at their charge. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood by me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. In other words, the Lord stood by, he said. And why? Because he leaned on the Lord at those times. And so we need to be like that. We need to encourage ourselves in the Lord, like David. And like Saul or Paul did. But now you realize something. King Saul of the Old Testament was just the opposite. When things got rough with him, he sought refuge in a medium, the witch of Endor, and when he was distressed. And of course, the witch of Endor tried to pull up Samuel, and God seemingly allowed Samuel to come up, and the witch didn't do it, but God did. But 1 Samuel chapter 28, verse number 15 said, and Samuel said to Saul, why hast thou disquieted me to bring me up? And Saul answered, I am sore distressed, for the Philippians make war against me, Philistines make war against me, and God is departed from me, and answereth me no more, neither by prophets nor by dreams. Therefore I have called thee, that thou mayest make known unto me what I shall do. Folks, we don't need to go to the mediums and the tarot cards and the witches and whatnot. You see, Saul did that, and it got him in trouble more than ever, and he died that very day. But not David. He didn't go to the median. He made mistakes. He went to the world. He went to the Philistines to hide from Saul. But when he got down and out, he encouraged himself in the Lord. And when hard times came, he just simply encouraged himself. How did he do it? By exercising faith in his God. By remembering the promises of God. By assurance of his covenant relationship to God. By remembering the grace, mercy, and goodness of God. By remembering his former experiences of God. And he hoped against hope for deliverance. And he summoned the priest to ask counsel and guidance from God. That's how he did it. And we need to do it as well. Encourage yourself in the Lord. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you, is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.